Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. This is Mari Mitchell Porter. Wow, the first show of 2015. I can barely believe I'm saying 2015. I don't know what happened or how we got to this year, but it's been mind-boggling for me. Lots of really exciting things happened in 2014 for me, for the show, and I expect even more to happen this year. Today we have a very special guest, and we're going to be talking about how to use your knowledge, expertise, and experience. You know, as we get older, we all do have knowledge, we have expertise, and we have experience, some of which has come to us not always in the most positive ways. But everything we go through, even our negative experiences, can teach us things. And this guest has done something I think that is so marvelous because she helps older women, women 50 and over, to take those experiences, take all that knowledge, and get themselves financially self-sufficient. Her name is Kim Kermsey-Toth, and she calls herself a recovered therapist. She had a practice for 23 years, and currently she helps women over 50 build financially self-sufficient online coaching businesses. This allows them to give back to those they care about while leveraging their expertise and experience. It's so good to have you on the show, Kim.
Well, thank you, Mari. I'm thrilled to be here, especially the first one of the year.
I know. It's very exciting. You know, I always take a little hiatus at the end of the year. I try to take the last 2 weeks off. Not completely from work, but I don't do my radio show. I don't do my writer's group. I give myself time to recoup and start with fresh energy for the new year. And it is nice and special to have you on this first show. Tell us a little bit about how you came to this business of being a business coach, especially for women over 50.
Well, first of all, I am way over 50. I turned 63 in November. But, you know, I had my therapy practice for so long, plus I'm a licensed clinical social worker, plus I had done a lot of other work in the social work field before I went into private practice. And mm-hmm. I was just ready to move away from that for a lot of reasons. And coaching is just such a natural fit. You know, there's no insurance, which is probably one of the best things about it if you come from a therapy background and you took insurance. And it's just, you know, so many of the clients I worked with were really motivated in my therapy practice. But I have to say it's a different clientele. And the people that I get in my coaching business are raring to go. They want to do something different. Maybe they've never worked for themselves, and now they feel like this is the time to do that. It's been a very good shift for me. And I was in my mid-50s when I did that.
Wow, that's so awesome. You know, I just love talking to people like you because I'm in my 50s as well, going into my end-50s. And I have lots of friends that are getting geared up for retirement, you know, and they're kind of slowing down and talking about how they're going to retire and what they're going to do. And I'm constantly starting new programs and new coaching things and putting out new books, and new things are always coming my way. So I just love having and showcasing people who not only are you doing that yourself, but you're also teaching other women how to do the same. I think it's marvelous to come to this stage of our life and be able to start something new, you know, to be able to create and birth new things. So I have to applaud you for that. I think it's wonderful that you are able to encourage and lead and teach these women in how to do this.
Well, thank you. And, you know, for most of us, our kids are grown and gone if you've had children. So they're hopefully self-sufficient and independent. you know, when we've got time. We've got more. I don't know. I mean, I have no idea when I'll retire. I think I'd probably like it for the first maybe 3 or 4 weeks. I get all my closets cleaned out and, you know, do tasky things like that. But which is what I hear people do. You know, they kind of get their mm-hmm. house in order and do that, and that's fine. But then I don't know what I would do. I mean, you can only play tennis so many times a week, you know, or golf or whatever it is you do. And I just need something more. I mean, like you, I'm a lifelong learner. And that doesn't have to include how to organize my closets. And I don't work, I'll be the first to admit. And for anybody who's listening to this, is I don't work a 40-hour week. You know, right. People think that if you're going to be working in your later years or your mature years or whatever you want to call them, that you're at your desk at 8 o'clock and you stay there till 5. And that's just not true. I really am into organizing different areas of my house because I'm doing a lot of work. And I take 35 to 45 minutes a day. I pick a closet or pick a room or whatever. And I do that organizing piece almost every day. Wow. I mean, I can fit that in if that's something that I feel a need to do, which usually happens at the beginning of the year.
Yes. Absolutely, and I agree with you. I don't always work a 40-hour week either. I mean, sometimes I work more, but I don't have to be at my desk, like you say. I could make myself, but I don't have to make myself be at my desk from 8 and go there till 5. I can do whatever I want to do
right.
and take time in between to do other things that normally I couldn't do when I was working for someone else. I think that's a wonderful thing. Kim, what do you think the biggest challenge is that you find in your clients as they come in and come to you and want to start these new businesses? What's the biggest challenge they seem to have?
Well, and it's like I've talked about this before, but not with you and your group, your audience. But it seems like I get two kinds of women that come to me. One group knows what they're really good at. They know what their gifts are, what their strengths are, and they know if they want to serve others and be of service, but they don't mm-hmm. know how to monetize it. They don't know how to put it into a business.
Okay.
So that's one group. And then the other group I get are women that come to me and say, you know, I've always wanted to have my own business, or I've always, you know, wanted to work for myself. I could use some more income. But to be honest with you, I don't know what I could offer. I can't think of anything I've done in my last 50, 60 years that is something someone else would want or learn
wow.
from. And it's like, are you kidding me?
They don't see the value in themselves. They
no.
don't even see the value in what they've learned. Wow.
No.
I have the same
and
kind
that,
of point.
That's kind of sad to me. So the first place mm-hmm. with them is to, you know, get them to talk about themselves, about their lives. Nobody goes through this many decades, you know, cruising along with nothing going wrong. I mean, it's just not realistic. And,
right.
you know, even if it's not you, if it's someone in your family or friends or whatever, you've learned something. You've learned a lot. And it's just
yeah.
how you package it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I like that you seem to help them unearth this. You know, they have to dig deep sometimes to find what it is. They're not really seeing it from that point of view. A lot of times with my clients, it's just changing a perspective, changing how we look at things. And then all of
right.
a sudden, it becomes more clear. I see that a lot. Kim, what's the main message that you want to bring to the public?
You know, as baby boomers, especially as women, I think it's really easy to fall into this, you know, my viable years are over. And, you know, if my biggest point is that is so not true. If anything, this is the prime of our lives because we're more freed up with some responsibilities we may have had in the past, i.e. kids. And this is a time to blossom and to grow and to continue learning whatever it is without the confines that you may have had before. I mean, mm-hmm. I just think this is more people over 50, and I think actually it's more women, start businesses than any other age group.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, that's a pretty astounding statistic. And, you know, I think it's wonderful the way you say that we are viable, because society doesn't tell us that. Society,
right.
The media, TV, movies, you know, you're over the hill, you know, you got to play a grandma now if you're an actress, right? You're no longer the lead role in general, and you're washed up, and the world is done with you. And that's, I mean, at least in our society, on this side of the world. Eastern is different. And it's good that we're beginning to learn that that's not true, that you don't have to sit in a rocking chair and knit, you know, because now you're a grandmother or now you're at this age. You know, you're over 50, you're over 60. So I love that message. I love that message because I think that women, and the men as well, but we need to hear it. We need to know that there's other women out there who are daring like you. That's why I wanted to have you on my show. Daring to be authentic, daring to be who you are, and not looking at a number and saying, I can no longer be who I am because I'm X number of years, you know.
I don't always feel that courageous, but I guess it's part of who you and I are, so we don't look at it that way. And, you know, nothing against women who want to, I mean, I used to be in a knitting group. I can't say the name of it because I'd probably get dinged. sit and knit, and you can take it from there. but, you know, we're all older women, too. But, you know, it was you get together once a month, and you hang out, and you talk, and you eat, and, you know, have a glass of wine, whatever. It's not sitting alone in your house knitting, which you can still do. I do that sometimes. But it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I have grandchildren,
right.
And it's a choice how much time I spend with them. I mean, the older they get, the busier they get as well.
Mhm. Mhm.
So
yeah,
it's all about choices.
That may remind me. I always make fun of my oldest daughter because she loves to knit. She hasn't done it in a while, but she joined a knitting club. She was like 18, 19, really young. But she enjoys
mm-hmm.
it. It's very relaxing to her. So I used to tease her and say, oh, my gosh, you picked up an old woman craft. Oh, there's knitting. But it's whatever you enjoy to do.
I was in junior high. I was making ski sweaters. So
yeah, so I just use that as a silly, you know, you see the woman in the rocking chair knitting or whatever it is she's doing and being bored and being alone, and that's not who we are, and that's not who our clients are either, and that's really exciting news for me, really exciting news. So tell me a little bit about what you think the role authenticity plays. We touched on it a little bit. I did mention, yeah, you may not see yourself as courageous because it's who you are. You know, you're Kim, you do this. This is what you do. It's what's inside of you. But where does your authenticity come in for you, Kim?
Well, for me, let me just say this. I've been doing this a long time. I've worked with a lot of coaches. And they talk about how authentic they are and how open and honest they are and all these wonderful things. And for some of them, the more I work with them, the more I realize that that's not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be that person because I'm also old enough and smart enough to know people will see through that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
People see through that. I mean, I want to look at some of these people and go, you think we haven't figured that out? You think we don't know how you put spin on things? I mean, you know, so I can be naive enough to think that everybody is authentic and honest and open and all of this good stuff. But, you know, the older I get and the more people I work with, not my clients really, because, you know, you get people to come to you because they know, like, and trust you.
Yes.
But, you know, there are so many people out there that are so not authentic. And I just, yeah, I can't, I don't deal with that very well. I also have another motto, Mari, that, and you probably don't know this, I think it's on my website, and this probably stems from my therapy practice. I don't do whiners, and I don't do drama.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Absolutely.
Whiners and drama.
No whiners or no drama. That's going to be my new motto from 2015. Actually, I don't really have clients that are whiners or drama. They don't really want to, they don't even want to be my clients. And I think it's a matter of vibration. They know that it's not what I'm going to tolerate, just like you know it for yourself in your
right.
your business. So you know,
but
maintain
think it's
our
good
vibration.
To speak it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And we want women who are empowered and who are looking for more empowerment. That's what I want to speak forth. Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Would you like to turn your money anxiety into money attraction? If you're really sick of struggling with money, I have an exciting proposition for you. I have a money product I'm about to release, and I need your feedback to make sure it's exactly what everyone will want. Go to the blog tab at stressreliversnow.com to learn more.
Feeling stuck in a loveless relationship? Afraid to let your authentic self shine? Don't know how to share your feelings? Get solutions to challenges long-term couples face from Lorna McCarty, a professional coach who cares, at www.phoenixrisingrelationships.com. Take action, stay positive, live in the now. Get results today. Reignite the passion with a free Rekindle the Passion discovery session. Go to www.phoenixrisingrelationships.com.
Hi, we're back at Dare to Be Authentic Radio. This is Mari Mitchell Porter. We're back talking with my special guest, Kim Kersey-Toth. She currently works with women who are older than 50 to build self-sufficient online coaching businesses. Kim, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the authenticity from the point that you were saying that so many of the women that come to you say they're authentic. I mean, I've even seen people that's part of their byline on their websites, and they use this, I don't know, brand of authenticity, let's say, as part of who they want to present themselves as, but they're not really authentic. They're not really showing their true self to their clients or to the world. One of the things that I've learned in my coaching and just in my life is, and you've touched on this before, the more real and authentic I am, the more I'm okay to be who I am, the more people will trust me and like me. Because they, like you say, they can sense. They can sense whether you are being real or whether you're being a phony. And one of the things I learned recently, just towards the end of 2014, is that it's okay to even pause and stop as I'm teaching or as I'm coaching or even on the radio show and really dig deep and see what it is that I have to say from my authentic self. You know, not to try to look so scripted or be scripted or be practiced. And that's one of the things that I love about Dare to Be Authentic Radio, that I want the guests to come on and I just want us to have a conversation, be very organic and just have what we have to share, you know, with the listener today. So I do appreciate that authenticity in you, and that's another reason why I wanted to have you on the show. Anything else that you wanted to say about authenticity at this point? Oh, and before I forget, if you want to call in, if you have questions or comments, please call in 347-826-9586, and we'll be happy to answer your questions.
Can I just say one thing about that?
Yes, absolutely.
For my lower-end problems, clients, I don't do interviews. But for my higher-end programs, I ask people to fill out what's a pretty good application. It's going to take you a while. I think it helps to get people to think, even if they know that they're not going to sign up for something with me because of what timing or money or whatever, I still request of them to fill it out because I think it I think you learn a lot just from going through the process. But the other thing is I interview them, and they can interview me as well. And maybe it's just because I'm older, maybe it's because I've been a therapist forever. I'm pretty intuitive, and I have a pretty good sense of when people aren't being authentic, aren't in integrity. And I am not, I will say something. Because sometimes when people are like that, I think a lot of it's out of fear that you won't like me as much if I let you know who I really am. So I'm going to talk to you about, I'm going to present myself as maybe who I want to be, even though I know I'm not.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I find that with my clients, they will reveal only a little bit, and I'm extremely intuitive, like you are. And so I already know. I already know what's going on with them, even as they only tell me a little portion. But for them, sometimes it's a matter of them being able to trust me, you know, with these personal things or whatever is going on in their lives, and it takes a little time for them to open up a bit. Sometimes it takes longer than others. By the time they tell me, I've already seen, I already know. And then at that point, I'm just happy that they can see it, they can speak it forth, because at this point, they can change it.
And we don't know. I mean, we usually figure it out after a while, but we don't know where these people came from. You know, if you come from a family that, you know, told you you were always wrong, or you're not good enough, or, you know, whatever negative things that people have grown up with, that's hard to look at differently sometimes. So as much as I'm a business coach, I would be not being honest if I said there's not a lot of, like, I guess, not therapy, but life coaching that goes along with it. You know, when people get really stuck on something and they can't move forward, you know, what is it about that is getting in their way? So it's the whole, it's the whole package.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good, because it doesn't help us to know what kind of business card to create if we don't even believe that we can make money, or we don't believe that the services that we provide or the product that we provide has any value. You know, so I think that, Kim, that's an integral part of being able, for you to be able to coach women as a business coach, to be able to also help them overcome those things that would block them from being successful as a coach. And obviously you do that, which is awesome. So what do you think are the main things? I mean, we touched a little bit about fear. What else do you think is blocking women of this age?
And you just mentioned the word, and that is that it's okay for us to make money. And that our value is worth much more than most of us give ourselves credit for. And I'd be lying through my teeth if I didn't say that was a struggle for me. I mean, as a social worker, you know, we're not exactly known for our incomes. And you have to really come by a different, you really have to change your mindset. Just a real quick story. I just came back from India, I don't know, 5 weeks ago or something, and had to fill out this huge visa. And it wanted to know your work, your jobs. And I couldn't find, there was no business coach, of course, and there was no coaches. The only one I could put a check by was charity/social worker.
Wow.
Charity/social worker. And I was like, you know, that's how the world, and this is India, that's how, and believe me, they need social workers over there. But that's how we're viewed. And so it's a challenge when you're having to put yourself in a different position, that it is okay to be paid what you're worth. And how do you, because I work with women a lot around that. I mean, how do you put a value on who you are and your gifts and the work that you do?
Yeah.
Men don't, it's not anywhere near as hard for men. $10,000, $20,000 for a program, no problem.
Very interesting. I mean, I'm still back in India with the charity social worker story. That's unbelievable. So they're saying
that really
the social
threw me
work
off.
That I'm still there. They're saying that as a social worker, you are a charity worker.
Yes.
Wow. That's mind blowing. I mean, but America feels the same way because of what they pay social workers and teachers.
Oh, I know.
And people. We're not going to get into all that, but just, yeah.
No, my oldest daughter decided she wanted to get her MSW, and I kept saying, Emily, you know, you really like to spend money. This is really not a good field for you. No, Mom, I want to do what you did. And so she's got her master's now, and she's working on getting licensed. She has a full-time job and two part-time jobs.
Oh, my gosh.
She
will learn from experience.
No.
You know, we can't give our experience to our children as much as we try to save them, you know, from what we've learned. They have to learn it themselves, and that's
right.
One of the things I've had to learn.
She also loves what she does, and I think that counts for, I mean, how many women do we see from corporate that are just so fed up and so over it?
Oh, my gosh.
Even though they're making a lot of money.
I know, that's true. Nobody wants to live that way. So before we run out of time, I want you to be able to tell the listener how to get a hold of you, your website, any way they can get a hold of you, Kim.
Okay. My website is www.positiveaginginc.com. PositiveAgingInc, which is INC.com. You can email me at Kim, K-I-M, at PositiveAgingInc.com. And my phone number is 720-922-1201. I'm also all over Facebook, LinkedIn. I don't do much Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Awesome. And that's how I caught you caught my attention. When I saw Positive Aging, I said, I got to see what this woman is all about. So that's a great website name. It really caught my attention because anything having to do with positive and mixed with aging, I like it. Okay, so at this point, I'd like to have you say anything else you'd like to say to a listener. Maybe someone who is in that age category and is saying, I have no idea what Kim is talking about, that, you know, I have this knowledge, I have the things that I've learned, and then I can turn them into something. What would you say to encourage someone like that?
You know, I mean, part of it is, you know, just step into it, you know, and let me help you do that. And it's, you know, a lot of my clients are doing this because they are worried about their financial future in their retirement years. A lot of women, not as many, you know, are fine financially, but they don't want to sit in that rocking chair and knit. They want to do something. I've said it before, they want to be of service. And, you know, the other thing I'm real big about is you work your business around your life. And that's why I can take off and go to India for 3 weeks. And I can, I'm a big traveler. I mean, I want to be able to do the things I want to work or that I want to do for fun and still have a business. And it's very, very possible to do. So I encourage anybody, even if it's just just have a conversation. I don't charge for, I know a lot of people these days are charging for a 30-minute, you know, business breakthrough session or whatever, but I don't.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So, you know, I just love it. I love what you do, Kim. I love that you're an encourager of women is really what you are. You encourage women to be their very best at a time where society is trying to tell us that we don't have anything left to give, and I think that's absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for listening to Dare to Be Authentic today. Thank you so much, Kim, for being on the show. This is Mari Mitchell Porter, and Happy New Year to everyone. And my new thing that's going out, if you check my website, lifecoachmari.com, lifecoachmari.com, is seeing the majesty in you. So go to my website and click on Majesty in You and see the new program that we have. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you next week on Dare to Be Authentic, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you, Mari.